feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, how are you? 12th October 2014. Everything is moving along, free from obstacles. Is it not? All of you are instrument for service with a lot of love from your hearts. Bab Dada is pleased. Until now, each one of you has been doing whatever you should be doing according to your capacity. Congratulations. Success is your birthright. It's moving along well and will continue to do so because Baba is seeing each of you, each one of you, and you are making very good effort. All the jewels that have emerged from abroad are good. Though they are few, they are good. We have heard this multiple times. Success is our birthright. Success is the birthright. But the very desire to chase success many times becomes an obstacle. Because desire for success creates or brings about ego, ambitions. Success should not be the aim. The aim should be something else, and success will follow. And what exactly is success? Basically, success is a social phenomenon. It depends on so many things. What we call success may not be success in the eyes of the world. For example, if we take the life of Jesus Christ, at the age of 33, he was crucified. So is that a success? In fact, it looks like a failure. For the world, it is failure. The people who were there, rather those who were crucifying him, It appears on the surface that they are successful. And this man of 33-year-old age is unsuccessful. But they were in misery and Jesus was in bliss, in happiness, in ecstasy, even on the cross. So then what is success? Even though he was crucified, his crucifixion was a bliss for him. And those who were crucifying him, they were in eternal misery and they remained in misery. Even though they lived their lives was a life of slow crucifixion as if. So, success is not that important. It's the happiness which is more important. It's the bliss which is more important. It is the state of the mind which is more important. What is following, happiness or success, that is not important. And how do we gauge success? Even in the worldly terms we achieve success, but internally we are miserable, then I don't think that is a success. Outside you see joyous celebrations, but inside there is an anxiety, fear. Is that a success then? No. We really need to understand what is success. We have some goal to achieve and we follow it madly. Is that a success? Success doesn't look like to me something sort of a destination, but it's a journey, a blissful journey. Success is a bliss incarnate. So, in the worldly terms, we may not be successful. For example, a BK, a Brahmin, he gives up some worldly job and comes and surrenders himself. The world will say he is utter failure, debacle. But he is blissful and is happy. So, this is more of a success. The worldly success brings with it competition, jealousy, pride. Success is more of a ego-fulfilling job. It has less to do with state of the mind in the worldly sense. And what is the use of such success? That success is rather a failure then, if it doesn't bring you peace of mind. Even if you take the case of Buddha, he could have become an emperor, but he became a beggar in the worldly sense. So, in the worldly sense, it's a failure. But he himself is blissful, happy. So this is in fact a success. The worldly criteria for success are different. The spiritual criteria are different. Spirituality says wherever there is happiness and bliss, there is success. It has nothing to do with outside achievements. Success is a stage of internal bliss. Even in spirituality, it has less to do with what service we are doing. There are two brothers. One brother is serving, giving lectures and speeches, workshops and seminars, conducting courses, opening new centers and so on. And there's another who isn't doing anything like that, who has just been assigned a small department, or one senior brother whom he has to look after physically. The person who is in the limelight is miserable. And this person who is living an incognito life of service and yet is blissful. So what is success? This one or this one? Who is successful? The first one, he is in the limelight, receiving praises, appreciations, acknowledgements. And this person, nobody notices him. Nobody has even heard of him. Success is more of an internal stage. It has less to do with outside clingings. What the world is giving me. How can that be a success to me? The world will stop giving me. Then will I be called a failure? All those who turn towards spirituality, worldly people think they are failures. They would have achieved so much in the world. But for a spiritual person, the worldly achievements are non-achievements. And for a worldly person, the spiritual achievements are non-achievements. So it's all about mindset. So that's why most important thing here is to understand what success is. If you are not blissful, you are not successful. If you are not happy, you are not successful. And there's one more thing here. We have that wild desire to chase success. Success is the byproduct. It is not the result of what you are doing. It will come on its own. You don't have to do anything. You just go on doing. And that's the basic gist of Bhagavad Gita. You don't worry about the results. There's one statement that will sum up the entire Bhagavad Gita. And that is, every karma, every action, no action will go unrewarded or unpunished. Inverted comma. No action will go unrewarded or unpunished. If it's a good action, you will receive reward. If it's a bad action, you will receive punishment. No one can escape from this. It's a simple statement. So when I'm already doing good actions and I'm happy, I don't have to worry about success. Success will come on its own accord. Success will be the byproduct. I'm not chasing it. Because the moment I start thinking about the result, I become anxious. The disturbance starts. So let it remain unplanned. Do everything. But do for the sake of bliss. Do for the sake of happiness. Not for achieving something. There's a program and we want to achieve success in that program. And we thought that 100 people should come for the program. And 1,000 came. And we are overjoyed. And we are so happy. We have become so successful. But this success itself has caused disturbance in the mind. It has made us excited. We are in that stage of overwhelming happiness. Mind has not remained constant and stable, acres. Rather, now it's jumping with excitement. Now it's becoming extrovert. It's interacting more and more with public. It's becoming more showy. And it's a more of ego-fulfilling business. Because we invited 100 people and 1,000 came. And now we want to exhibit it. And there is also a feeling of superiority complex there. Because there are others who have conducted program and their program was attended by less people. And our program was attended by more people. So this is more of, this success is in fact a disturbance, because the focus was on the result. Now there is another place, we expected 1,000 people to come, but only 500 came. Now we are unhappy, we are miserable. Why? Because it was against our expectations. Now, I thought these many people should come and only 500 came. So, this is not success. And so I am so disturbed. Why this happened? Why that happened? What is the result? And I start shouting. Probably invitations were not given properly. Who was the person who was given this job of distributing invitation cards? Probably we did not inform them, and we started finding out the flaws in the system, and that has made me all the more irritable, anxious. Work silently without thinking of the result. Work joyously. Success is not the aim, bliss is the aim. Happiness is the aim. I am doing something not because I should get something, I should achieve something. The very desire makes me restless. Drop the desires. Make happiness the goal. Bliss the goal. We are sitting in the Murli class, and if you keep the aim that I want to remember everything, you will become miserable. But we do it for the sake of doing. And when I do everything for the sake of enjoyment, then ego will not come in between. Otherwise, every success is in fact a failure. Because every success is bringing with it and incognito disturbance and incognito anxiety. So best thing is forego this desire, forsake this desire to achieve something. I have to achieve this, I have to achieve that, I have to achieve this, I have to do this, I have to do this. The journey is becoming stressful. The journey is becoming stressful. Let journey be joyous affair. Life is in fact a romance with happiness. If that's not happening, what is the use? We come for Baba meeting. Meeting God is not the aim. The process of meeting God is the main thing. How we are right away. What is my stage right now? If there is anxiety that how will I go, how will I reach, what I will do, and so many things, this all creates disturbance. So success is a very different thing. What we are thinking of success is not the real success. Any success that brings anxiety is not success. Any success that makes us extrovert is not success. Any success that makes us excited is not success. Make the journey blissful. Live now, here, here and now. Success has nothing to do with any time, any place or any person. It is independent of all of these things. I may not get a suitable time for it. If I reach that place, then I will be successful. It's not like that. If this person is in my life, I will be successful. For success, other is not needed. For success, externals are barriers. Success is an intrinsic stage of the mind. Because success is happiness itself. It has nothing to do with any competitive thing of the world, because outside success brings with it competition, jealousy, disturbance. So my success is my own state of the mind. If I am happy, I am successful. If I am blissful, I will say I am successful. This is as simple as that. So Baba says, success is your birthright. He is not talking of worldly success. He is not talking of becoming ambitious. He is not talking of becoming desirous and getting mad after success. Success is your natural sanskar. So wait, watch. Be happy, be blissful, soul-centered, and success follows. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Everything is moving along free from obstacles. Is it not? All of you are instruments for service with a lot of love from your hearts. Bab Dada is pleased. Until now, each one of you has been doing whatever you should be doing, according to your capacity. Congratulations. Success is your birthright. It is moving along well and will continue to do so because Baba is seeing each one of you and you are making very good effort. All of the jewels that have emerged from abroad are good. Though there are few, they are good. Avyakta Murli, 12th October 2014. Om Shanti.